We're a few days before Rosh Hashanah. This year, Shabbos follows right after Rosh Hashanah, Parshas Shuvah, Parshas Vayelech, Shabbos Shuvah, Parshas Vayelech. And we're getting ready, Mirz Hashem, for a new year filled with brachas. Today I want to focus on Rosh Hashanah, and particularly Rosh Hashanah and the month of Tishrei this coming year. I'm going to share with you a perspective, a few thoughts that I shared this past Shabbos and Shul, and some have asked me to record it. So here it is, if it's of benefit to people who weren't there. And it's addressing the question that is on many people's mind. A legitimate question. The question is, how do we observe and celebrate the Chagim, the festivals, the month of Tishrei, this year? How do we approach Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? How do we especially celebrate the idea of Sukkot? It's been a tough year. It's been a year of pain. It's been a year of heartbreak. Do we do things different this year? How do we celebrate Simchas Torah and Sukkot? In the context of everything that has happened, things that have happened and we are still going through. There's still pain. There's still injured. There's people lost. There's hostages and so on and so forth. Should we tone it down? Should we do it differently? So I want to offer a few perspectives and also the approach that we at Bina will be taking. And it's a few thoughts and a few different ideas. So first of all, this is not a question, as I said before, it's a legitimate question because throughout the month of Tishrei, it should be on our mind. We should never forget and never stop feeling the pain that Achinu B'nei Yisrael, our brothers and sisters, in Eretz Yisrael are going through. It's not something we just park away somewhere until after Simchas Torah or after the month of Tishrei. It is something that has to live with us the entire times. All the Chayalim, the soldiers, the captured, the Kedoshim, those who passed away and were killed, brutally murdered on October the 7th and beyond, those that are injured, everything is still there and everything is on our mind. To forget about it, to stop thinking about it even for a day, would be totally insensitive and wrong, just plainly wrong. As we know, Alis Yerushalayim Arush Simchasi, the Pasuk says, we always think about Yerushalayim, and by extension Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael, even at the height of our Simcha. However, what we do need to understand is the following, as we've spoken about many times. When we think about this, there are two things that can happen. There are two responses within ourselves that can happen. The one is to create paralysis and despondency and despair. So we do less in general and we find it hard to move on and we find it hard to function. That's not the Jewish way and that's not a Jewish option. We don't despair, we never despair, we never give up. It's simply not in our dictionary. However, that doesn't mean we don't feel the pain. But when we feel the pain and we feel the heartbreak, it needs to create a sense of urgency. This is generally, even throughout the year. To strengthen our emunah, to daven more, to add in Tehillim, to connect more to Torah mitzvahs, to do something, to do whatever we can, to participate, to help, to contribute to this journey. Things that we do according to the instructions and the Mesorah, the tradition of Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, starting with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, should it be different this year? Of course it should be different. It should be stronger. This Rosh Hashanah, we need to cry and daven and scream more than we've done in previous years. We have to ask Hashem, till when, Hadmasai, we need to finish this. We have to ask Hashem and beg Hashem that Tochel Shana Ubir Chayseo, let the year begin with all of its brachas. And in Shul, at every juncture, we need to remember that we need to mention it, we need to make Mishra Berach, we need to think about it, we need to dedicate things to it, and do more than we've done before. To mention one example, we know that Rosh Hashanah has brought down a Shulchan Aruch that it's best not to sleep during the day if one can manage that. And it says there that that means not to just sit idle, but to fill the time. There are those that try and say a lot of Tehillim on Rosh Hashanah. There are those that try to learn more Rosh Hashanah. This Rosh Hashanah, let's try and waste less time and say more Tehillim, learn more, do more, be on alert. And then really cry out to Hashem, blow shofar stronger, cry out to Hashem stronger, to really think of all Yidden, all those that have individual tzaris, all those that have collective tzaris, the individual shopping list and the Am Yisrael needs. This we have to do more intensely. Of course, for simcha, but simcha expressed in a different way. We always serve Hashem with simcha. Ivduos Hashem with simcha is a constant instruction. But it just expresses itself in different ways sometimes. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it says, Gilu bira'odah, we should rejoice more in a reserved way. Okay? But we always have to have that positivity and that emunah and that pitochen, that things are going to turn right. So not to be sad, but to be intense and be serious and be focused more than before. Whatever we did before, let's do it more this year. A regular Rosh Hashanah, don't change anything. Of course, unless all the tefillahs and the mishaberachs and so on for those that need. But let's really have it on our mind constantly and cry out to Hashem even more than before. And Hashem, Mir Hashem, will listen to our tefillahs and listen to our shofars and listen to everything that we do. And of course, bless us, we are confident with a ksivach sima tova. Then comes the question, how about Sukkos and especially Simchas Torah? Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, number one, a day of great joy, but on the other hand, it is the day that it all happened. Shmini Atzeres is really the yahrzeit of so many of the Kedoshim that died that way, and then by extension, those that were massacred afterwards. It's all a continuation of Shmini Atzeres. So what do we do? So once again, first of all, even with the dancing and even with the Simcha, we still have to have it on our mind the entire time. We at Bina are making a Siyum Mishnayos on Shmini Atzeres, which we have given out. There's still a few Mishnayos to do. If anyone wants to add, please let me know. And obviously we have to say Tilim, we have to mention it and dedicate it constantly to what's going on in the world and what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, specifically with our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. However, in terms of the Simcha, we're not going to turn it down. We're not going to tone it down at all. In fact, maybe we're going to add in the Simcha this year. We're going to dance even more. We're going to bring in even more happiness and joy into Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Why? So let me share a few ideas. First of all, let me just share a thought from Rabbi Perez when he was here in Sydney a few weeks ago. He spoke about this and he addressed this question. And he addressed it in the context of his own experience. We know that he's the leader of World Mizrahi and he married off a son that was injured on October the 7th, shortly afterwards, while his other son, Daniel, was missing. They didn't know at the time, but he was brutally murdered by the terrorists. And he said that when they went to the chuppah, they decided to make the wedding at the end. That was the understanding and the will of all of those involved. When he went to the chuppah and he went to the reception, he thought, you know what, it's the chassan's day. Let me forget about the other son for a few hours and then let me come back afterwards. And revisited, and he said he realized that was a mistake. But instead, what needed to take place, and I think this is what we need to bear in mind, the ability of a Jew to hold two things, two opposite things at the same time. We have, this is explained because of Anashama, the infinity of Anashama, the Zohar talks about it. A Yid has the unique ability to hold pain and happiness in the heart at the same time. And therefore, when it's a time of simcha, we're supposed to dance, we're supposed to show our munna and be tochel in a positive way, we should do it. And perhaps we need to dance with pain. We need to dance with everything on our mind. We have to feel the pain and the hurt and the heartbreak and dance all at the same time because we have that ability to hold two opposites at the same time. That's number one. Number two, I want to share a perspective. There's a famous rabbi, Rav Rimon, who's been here a few times. And he's very involved in answering shilas of the soldiers and helping the soldiers, the injured, and very involved in the war effort generally, and among his many, many other projects, a very big Talmud Chacham. And he wrote about this and he offered a few different ideas, and I'm going to just quote two. The first thing he offered was the following. That we know that the war that's going on, the enemy does not only want to destroy us physically, but he wants to destroy Am Yisrael spiritually and emotionally. They want us not to be happy. That is a victory for the enemy. They want us to break our routine of life. They want us not to be able to behave normally. And he tells a story about a soldier that came out of Gaza to, I don't know what town it was, but he came back home or whatever the case is. And Rav Rimon asked him the following question. He says, when you come out of Gaza, does it bother you to see a society just running as normal? Does it bother you to see people going out to restaurants, to enjoying themselves, coffee shops, weddings, and so on? And the ants and the soldier instantaneously answered the following. He said, Rabbi, if I would come out of Gaza and I would see life not going on as normal, I'd be very upset. Because I would ask myself the question, what am I fighting for? Who am I protecting and what am I protecting it for? When I come out of Gaza and I see things going as normal, people going about their lives, people getting back to living, then I know my purpose. I know what I'm defending. I know what I'm winning. And therefore, when it comes to Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, it is the will of the enemy for us not to dance. So we have to win that war. We have to do the opposite. We have to dance even more. We have to bring in even more Simcha again, without forgetting, without distracting ourselves away from those that are going through pain, and the pain, the general pain of Klal Yisrael. But at the same time, we have to not let them win. We have to dance even more. The enemy, as he said, Menaseh Lashbit Simcha, is trying to destroy our joy, trying to destroy routine. And we cannot let that happen. That's the first point he makes. And the second point he makes is that we have to also know and look and celebrate the things that are good. We have to understand that although we are living through a very painful time, but yet at the same time, and again, we have that ability to notice both. We are living through a time of unbelievable, unprecedented good things. So many miracles have happened in the last, well, we hope for more miracles, but so many miracles have happened in the last number of months. Such an awakening spiritually of Yiddishkeit that has happened. So many more mitzvahs, more tefillin, more chesed, more achdus has happened. The neshama is on fire. So many amazing stories have come out of the war over this past year. So many positive things, like the very ability that we have, that Hashem gave us a gift of the land of Eretz Yisrael in our hand, and Hashem gave us the gift of an army that is able to defend itself and be able to fight back, together with all the ruchnistic and spiritual things that we do to help them and support them as much as we can do it in the way that we can help. That's an amazing gift. And we have to understand and have the perspective, I guess, like Rabbi Akiva did in Masechta Makis, where it talks about how he laughed and he was happy after the Churban Bayis, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because he perceived that Churban, he perceived that destruction as part of the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash. So we also need to understand our journey as preparing for Mashiach as really part of the building up to the final Geula. And therefore, although, again, we don't distract ourselves from feeding the pain, but at the same time, we have to celebrate. We have to celebrate the amazing things that have happened. We have to celebrate the gifts of Hashem. And also perhaps we have to celebrate in anticipation for the amazing geula, the amazing redemption, the amazing kindness, the amazing salvation that is going to come out of this. To be so positive with such a munah bitochen that we celebrate the impending amazing Yeshua salvation and geula redemption. So those are his two perspectives. On one hand, don't let them win by putting us down. On the other hand, look for those things that we need to celebrate for, and let's celebrate them as well. So we keep dancing. We dance in Chastera. We dance with our connection to Hashem, and we thank Hashem for those amazing things that did happen. But finally, I want to take us a little bit deeper and share what I believe is a foundational concept. And this is the following. We know that Chazal tell us, Ani nivresi l'sham meshes koini. A Yid was created to serve Hashem. Meaning, serving Hashem does not only mean serving Hashem when we do a mitzvah, we learn Torah, put on tefillin, put up a mezuzah, light Shabbos candles, we learn a parak mishnayos or a daf gemara, whatever the case is. Serving Hashem means all the time, in whatever we do. Every part of our life should have the focus, should be God-centered. Every part of our life should be, how do I use out my eating, my sleeping, my business, my surroundings, my pleasure, my recreation even, to do it in a way where it's part of serving Hashem. And the way that happens is that every time of the year, every has its energy, has its koyach, has its avoida, has its way of serving Hashem. Tisha B'Av, it's always with underlying simcha, but every time is different. Tisha B'Av also has underlying simcha because we're serving Hashem, but of course it's more sadness and more an expression of mourning and grief. Rosh Hashanah, it's more focus, more solemnness, davening, crying, shofar, and so on. Yom Kippur, fasting. But Simcha is also a part of Avodas Hashem. We need to make sure that it's a part of Avodas Hashem. Because just to get together and dance and drink, just have a party, I'm not sure it ever really has a place Okay, we're human beings. We come down. We need to rest sometimes after a long day. Sometimes people take a beer at the end of the day or whatever the case is, a glass of wine. Or get together with friends, have a little l'chaim. It's all good. But in truth, stam just to party, that's never really serving Hashem. When we do party, when we do dance, a wedding or a simcha or a bar mitzvah or simchas Torah, it's dancing with a focus. It's dancing to serve Hashem. It's dancing, celebrating the closeness that we have with Hashem. The Rambam says that's not easy to dance that way, because sometimes we confuse joy and pleasure. Dancing just for enjoyment, that's pleasure, that's not joy. Real joy means focused joy. Joy to serve Hashem, joy to connect with Hashem. The Rambam says, Simcha avoyde gedoylahi. Simcha is a very, very big service. It's hard work in that way. Simcha is hard work. It's hard work because it takes effort to dance with a proper focus. Simcha poirets gedder. When we dance properly, it breaks boundaries. So therefore, we need to do is like this. We need to understand the following. When it comes to Simchas Torah, dancing is not to have a good time. Dancing is a part of serving Hashem. And what we need to know is that what we achieve on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, with the davening, with the shofar, with the fasting, we achieve on Simchas Torah with the dancing. So just like this year, we are going to cry and scream and daven and fast on Yom Kippur like never before, because of the year we've had, and we need to call out to Hashem and connect in a deeper way. This year on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, or during Sukkot, we have to fabrein and we have to dance even more than before. In a way, obviously, that brings to Avodas Hashem. If it's saying L'chaim and we end up being just frivolous or stupid, then we shouldn't do it even not Simchas Torah. If it brings a little bit of closeness and it brings us to better Avodas Hashem, it has its place. Dancing is part of the avoida of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. So therefore, while not distracting ourselves for a moment to what's going on, what it should do, what it should bring out on Simchas Torah and Sukkot is greater Simcha. Like we're going to daven and we're going to learn and we're going to blow shofar for the chayalim, for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, this Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we have to dance for them. We have to dance for the people who are going through pain. We have to dance for the hostages to come back. We have to dance for the soldiers to be victorious. And in Eretz Yisrael, it all happened before Simchas Torah. But in case Chas Shalom not, the dancing is part of the avodah. It's part of our service Hashem. So therefore, we will. What is the dancing on Simchas Torah? It's the dancing about to celebrate and to connect to the amazing closeness that Hashem has with us, to connect to the gift that Hashem gave us, which is the Torah. All that is part of serving Hashem. So we have to do it even stronger. Because what we achieve through the dancing on Simchas Torah is the same that we achieve through the davening and crying on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Hashem should help that as we go through Tishrei, the entire Tishrei this year will have that focus. We'll have the focus we have every year, but we'll have the specific focus this year. Connecting deeper, creating a sense of urgency, really asking Hashem to take this difficult time away, to give us a ge'ula shlema, to give us peace, to give us calmness. And we're going to do it with emunah and bitachon that Hashem is listening to us. And in each part of Tishrei, whatever the service, whatever the avoidus Hashem is for that moment, we're going to do it stronger. And Hashem will hear our tefillahs. He will hear our shofar. He will accept our fasting. And He will hear our dancing and singing and celebration. And bring about the ksiva v'chasima toive, the good benched year for ourselves, for our family, and indeed for Klal Yisrael, for Am Yisrael, and for all the Yidden around the world. And may it be a shnas ge'ula, a year of real redemption and simcha and bracha. Have a wonderful day, and I'm wishing everyone for Rosh Hashanah Ksiva Chasima Toiva, for you and your family, and for Am Yisrael, a good Kibbutz year, Shana Toiva Umesukah.